I think credit to Burton. They came into the game with a few injuries and of course with a game plan, but they played as Nigel's teams always do. You know, plenty of endeavour, work hard, some good quality, and they made it difficult for us. I don't think there's anybody that would say that we didn't deserve to win the game, but unless you're putting your chances away and their moments away, and the later the game went, we thought possibly it wasn't going to be our day, but just that little bit of something managed to get us.
You had so many chances in the early stages of the first half and indeed the second half. What's the overriding feeling now? Is it one of relief?
It's yes, of course, but I think when it gets to that late in the game, we certainly felt that we should have been put the game to bed certainly earlier than that. But you've got to give Burton credit. They worked very hard. They worked to have opportunities themselves. But again, if you're not clinical enough in the final third, and in particular in the penalty box, where I thought we had a lot of ball in the final third, a lot of ball in the penalty box, and you know, one of them goes in earlier, it becomes a different game. They have to open up. And because that wasn't the case, they ended up being comfortable, sitting back and making it difficult for us.
When you look at all those chances you did create and didn't convert, and you look back on that, do you consider yourselves somewhat unfortunate in that kind of circumstance, or just not clinical enough?
No, I think just not clinical enough. Also, on some of them, we have hit the target. And we have worked the keeper, and the keeper's had to have show you know really good hands. But you know, I think if we, you know, away from home, if you said to me that we will have the possession and the threat in the final third that we had in most games, then I would be very happy with it. Some games they're going to go your way, and you're going to make it a little bit more comfortable for yourself. Some games not, and one of them games was today.
Quick word, Chris, on the selection today. Murphy seems playing in that number 10 role, Knockhart back out wide. What was the thinking behind that, and how do you think it went?
We certainly got some good movement, I think, from the front. I mean, one thing Jamie does do is that he can give us good movement and good runs in behind. And I just felt away from home, we went with Glenn and Toma in the early games. And I just felt that particularly up against the three today, that we just needed a little bit more off of the front and just a little bit of a different type. That's my choice today. And on another day, it will be completely different. But I think we certainly had enough of the ball in good areas that I was happy with. The only thing, as I said, that I wouldn't have been happy with is just being that little bit more clinical in that final third.
But you got the win eventually, just like on Tuesday, you grounded out. That's not a bad quality to have in a side, is it?
Yeah, and sometimes that's a good message and a good feel for the team. One thing we already know about this division from last season is that there aren't any easy games. And we certainly didn't take it lightly, and there isn't one of our players that came here thinking it would be a comfortable game, not one. So we knew how tough it would be. And sometimes when you get victories like this, they mean just that little bit more. But certainly would be nice if it was a bit more comfortable.
Looking ahead now, Sam Baldock, he did travel today. Not quite fit enough for the squad. Can we expect to see him on Tuesday?
No, he was fit. It was my choice. Bruno had a slight problem. And so I decided to put Rob Hunt on the bench and got his debut today, which I'm delighted about. A young lad that's done really well for us. And then for me, it was a question of Sam or Manu. And probably Manu's a little bit more up to speed this week. You know, Sam's missed the game, of course, last weekend, and he missed the game through injury on Tuesday. So it was a little bit more of not wanting to take the chance because I didn't have to with Sam. But I know he's fit and available for Tuesday.
Just a quick word on Rob Hunt, as you say, debut today. How pleased are you with how he coped, even in just that last 15 minutes?
Well, pleased for him because he's one that has made really good progress since he's come into the first team group. And sometimes these openings happen. You know, Liam Rossignol picks up an injury, and of course Liam and Bruno, are very much the competition for that right back position. But Liam gets injured, so that puts Hunty in a more competitive position, and he's really enjoyed it, and he's certainly stepped up to the mark. I'm really pleased for him.
Lastly, Chris, back to League Cup action next week. How do you approach that game against Reading?
as we have done in the last two rounds, we will certainly make a lot of changes. At the moment, we can do that because we have a lot of players that are available, and we want to get through to the next round, and as we have done in the last two.